What's up, sweetness? This is Chris Johnson. I'm fascinated by tattoos. I like tattoos. I like piercings, too. I don't have either. But, you know, women, I like tattoos on women. I like piercings. I like fucked up colored hair, punk shit. Whatever the fuck, if you got that shit going on, I'm interested. Usually right off the bat. You don't have to have any of those things. In college, you're not with a girl with fucking piercings and shit. You know, eyebrow, lip. Tragus, I love that shit. But the most recent person I went out with had none of it. She's fucking great too. Jesus Christ, I liked her most of all. It didn't fucking matter. So it's not a fucking deal breaker. I'm just fascinated by it. I don't think I could get a tattoo. Or maybe I could. I talked about it. I'm so fucking anxious and neurotic and panicky that I think the permanence of it would fucking just send me off into a goddamn tailspin. Like, I couldn't take it off. Like, really? You fucking kidding me? I can't take this off? What if it sucks? What if I don't like it? What if I want to spend a day without it on my arm? Oh, man. It would just... I don't know. I'm getting all fucking, like, worked up just, like, thinking about the possibility. I would need it to be, like, a t-shirt that I can just fucking take off and change. I mean, sometimes I think, like, hey, maybe it's a good idea. And other times I just get all panicky. So as a result, I don't have any tattoos. I'm as fascinated by shitty tattoos as I am by good tattoos. And let's be honest, there are a ton of dog shit fucking tattoos out there. Awful. I know a guy who's got a big lighthouse tattooed on his leg. I know another guy with a 18-wheeler, big semi-truck tattooed to his leg. Gentlemen, I disagree with your decisions. I know you personally, but fuck. I would never fucking show that shit. I knew somebody with a Winnie the Pooh tattooed on their leg. I'm fine with Winnie the Pooh. You know, nice bear. Just want some honey. Don't know if I put him on my leg, though. Disney tattoos are extremely fascinating. Like, you like Mickey Mouse that much that you put him on your fucking bicep? Do the ladies like that? Do the guys? I can't imagine that. I like when the tattoos are just like words. Like, it looks like somebody just took a pen and wrote like a note on their forearm. And it's always like pseudo-inspiring stuff. Like, I was at like some gift shop, and this cashier leans over, and she's got like some words tattooed, like right above her chest, and I can't make it out right, so I'm kind of like leaning in, and then I'm thinking like, this girl's gonna think I'm staring at her fucking tits, but I'm already so far deep in, you know what I mean? Like, I'm halfway down the rope into the chasm, I might as well just keep leaning in and figure out what this fucking shit says, and it said like. You know, you're good enough. Like, you're good enough. Like, you gotta remind yourself that? Look, fuck it. I'm not making fun of you for needing to remind yourself that. I am an anxious maniac, and I'm constantly having to reassure myself that everything's going to be okay. I probably say that to myself fucking 30 times a day. Are you gonna be fine? You're gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it. What? Oh, that's it. That's fine. Would you settle the fuck down? Calm down. You're good. You're good. You're good. Okay, just take a breath. Take a fucking breath. You're fine. So I understand the need to remind yourself that things are a little bit normal. I don't think I'm tattooing that about an inch above my nipples. You're good enough. Like, I think you might have some self-esteem issues if you put that on your chest. Like, I lean in like, oh, there's some writing there. What do we got here? You're good enough. Like, and it's not, and it's forwards too, so I can read that. Like, am I good enough? Are you talking to me? Or is that for you? And if it was for you, why isn't it backwards so you can read it in the mirror? Because you're not going to look at it, or upside down, so you can look down at your chest and read it. Well, you know what, if you need shit like that, like you're good enough to remind yourself that you are good enough, just write it down on a piece of paper, you know, and carry it in your pocket. Don't put it on your chest. I know a guy, good dude too, who has like a city road chart on his arm. And he's probably listening to this right now. He was fascinated by it because it's radial. And I thought to myself, you might as well just be speaking fucking Mandarin to me right now. I don't know what it fucking means. I'm glad you like the ink, though. And just so we're clear, I'm not putting you down in the shitty ink category. I'm just fascinated that you got a city map or whatever the fuck it is tattooed on your arm. I mean, if you ever get lost, you can just glance down at your biceps. Then you got face tattoos. There's somebody at the gym I go to that has face tattoos. I often wonder if she's killed a man or a woman. I thought that's what face tattoos meant. Asian symbols are interesting to me because you never knew what they say. Like, if I was an Asian guy, I would put like the symbol for douchebag on people's lower backs. That shit's expensive, too. Dropping a couple hundred bucks on ink. Fuck. I can barely pay my fucking rent. Jesus. Oh. Why don't you follow me on Twitter? @JohnsonHatesYou.